For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Baseball's Hall of Fame will announce its class for this summer, 2024, to be enshrined in Cooperstown. If I was going to predict, I would say we are going to have three going in: Adrian Beltre and Joe Mauer. Maybe not Joe. I think Joe Mauer. Both of those first ballot, which is Also, Todd Helton is likely going to go in. This is the sixth year on the ballot. Billy Wagner, I think, in his ninth year, is going to fall just short. A man who owned future Hall of Famer Max Scherzer in his career with Cleveland, with Atlanta, with Kansas City, and with Tampa. Elliot Johnson joins us on the Adam Gold Show. I told you right off the top that we were going to start with Todd Helton, because I am one who holds the Baseball Hall of Fame as the holy grail of Hall of Fames, where I think it should just be the very best that ever played. I can't fathom the support for Todd Helton when he was clearly a Coors Field production over the course of his career. Good player on the road, obviously super productive at home, but the gap is too strong for me to have Todd Helton in the Hall of Fame when guys like Gary Sheffield are not going in.
Interesting. Okay, well, I didn't know we were going that route. I mean, so to me, Adam, and I respect your viewpoint. I mean, to me, we don't want to water down the Hall of Fame either. I don't want it watered down whatsoever. And so, like, this year is strange, Adam. This is, like, the first year where I've got a lot of guys I played against and with.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. Like, the guys before me, you know, growing up, you view them as these, you know, larger-than-life people. And when you've had conversations with them and you realize they're just normal people that do extra normal things, if you will, it's different. So this is a weird conversation to have, because I'm looking at some of these guys and I'm like, well, I played against Billy Wags, and I can tell you the guy should be in. I mean, he would dominate, tell you what's coming, and you still can't hit it.
Right.
And that's a great story to see how he came about it, breaking his arm in high school and reinventing himself as a lefty. It's fascinating.
He was a righty at one point?
He was a righty, broke his arm in high school, taught himself to throw lefty, and figured out how to throw 100. Go figure. It's a great story.
The story alone is the Hall of Fame.
And you have a conversation with him, Adam, and he's still driving a single bed Ford, you know, an old school truck. You know, it's just who he is. It's great. Right. He's authentic. And he was a leader in the clubhouse. I mean, how many times does a closer get to speak other than when they blow a save? And he was still doing interviews, if you remember. So I love Billy Wags. Special place for me. Watching him and how he went about his business and his reputation in the clubhouse, of course. You know, Todd Helton, if you want to start with him, I understand the Coors Field thing. I just think that if Yankee Stadium were in Denver, it would have a different connotation to it. His numbers were exceptional. I think even with the Coors Field effect, I think he's done enough. From me personally, Adam, you're certainly entitled to your opinion, but I thought Todd Helton had a wonderful career. And his numbers away from Coors were still respectable.
Yeah.
And then you combine the two of them. I don't want to hold it against them that he played in Coors.
They were respectable, but the split, the gap, they're like two completely different players. At home, Helton's OPS was over 1,000. It was 1.048. That is otherworldly. On the road, it was good, 855. That's kind of, that's almost a 200-point gap in OPS.
Sure.
Gary Sheffield's numbers were essentially the same, home and road. And this guy hit over 500 home runs in his career and didn't play his home games ever at Coors Field. And he played some at Yankee Stadium, but as a right-handed batter, didn't get the same help that lefties get at Yankee Stadium. I don't get why Sheffield is not going to get in. He's going to be close this year, but this is his last year, so it's going to be up to a veterans committee, whatever we call it now, to get him in. That's where I just don't get. I think Sheffield was the better hitter than Todd Helton. Maybe not the better person.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Well, sure. But, you know, Chef, I can't, you know, every year during Christmas when you get the cardboard wrapper from the wrapping paper. And, you know, who didn't pretend to be Gary Sheffield? I know I did. I did almost every day playing wiffle ball in the yard. I was trying to be Gary Sheffield. And you see the first time you hit the ball and it turns into a golf ball in about 0.2 seconds, you're like, man, that's electric. So, you know, Chef's going to get, unfortunately for him, he's going to get tied up into the Game of Shadows mess.
Yeah.
Not saying all your viewers have read that book, but I certainly did. So he's going to get tied up into that. You know, and the problem for the voters now, and they do have a tough job, not to give them any credit because I don't want to do that because a lot of them are kind of whiny. But, you know, they've already let Pudge in, and I'm not saying Pudge did it or didn't do it.
Sure.
But they've let a lot of guys in who have some suspicions. And so, you know, I don't know how they can pick and choose what information they want to be okay with and what they don't. You know, they're going to have a tough time with A-Rod. They're going to have a tough time with Manny. They're going to have a tough time with a lot of individual players that, you know, have some doubts about them. And it's going to cloud our conversations every single year when we do this out.
Elliot Johnson is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I agree with you. I think they've already decided that Manny Ramirez is not going in because he's tested positive twice. He was suspended twice. He's only at 35% and he's only got two more years on the ballot. Alex Rodriguez, I don't know how you keep that guy out. But again, here's somebody who was suspended for what, a year and a half, right? So, you know, who knows how they're going to treat it? Bonds isn't in. He's off the ballot. Clemens isn't. We have some of the greatest we have ever seen that are not going in. Here's this. Are you surprised? You know, I'll get to another guy who's also sort of part of the speculation. And David Ortiz, by the way, was mentioned, I believe, in the Mitchell report. And he went in last year. Are you surprised at all that Adrian Beltre is almost unanimous at this point? 99% right now, public ballots, about half of the ballots are public right now. Well, are you surprised that Beltre?
Herein lies the issue with the voting process is it becomes about somewhat of a Mr. Congeniality award because he was so good with me. And look, and I played with Adrian and against him a lot, and he's always smiling and he's always having a good time and he's always counting his blessings. And Big Poppy's the same way. Like, you hang out with Big Poppy for 30 seconds, you feel like the most important person in the world, right? And so there's so many different things that are, it's almost like a buffet where the voters are walking by and picking and choosing what they want to pay attention and not, and putting it on their plate based on whether or not the guy was good or not, you know, and or if he was good to them, if he was polite to them, if he was courteous, all those types of things. Like, Barry Bonds is one of the worst reputations with the writers, right? But David Ortiz had a great reputation, you know. So I don't necessarily like that. For me, you know, if you're going to do that, why is Ty Cobb in? You know, I mean, we can pick and choose and do things like that if that's the way you want to have it. But they have this arbitrary process where they want to have some things that when it matters to some players but not across the board, and that's the thing I have a problem with.
Andrew Jones, Hall of Famer or no?
Absolutely. Come on. I don't even know why we're even discussing
it. I'm with you.
Unbelievable. I mean, he reinvented what it was like. He was almost akin to Pistol Pete Maravich in basketball for baseball. And Bobby Cox hated it, but he made watching center field players so much fun. The way he would camp with his ball or his glove waiting for the ball and it would land in it. 19 years old on the scene. Unbelievable. I mean, what did he hit? 400 home runs?
434.
He's incredible. You know, and the guy that's getting no love with 9 gold gloves is Torrey Hunter. How does Torrey not get any love? I'm not saying that he definitely needs to be in, but he's getting no respect for nine gold gloves.
And by the way, Torrey Hunter has a chance to fall off the ballot this year. You have to be at least 5%, I believe, to stay on the ballot. So Torrey Hunter could fall off of it. Carlos Beltran, are we just, you know, 1 year away from enshrinement for him?
Perhaps. You know, and as a switch hitter too, Adam, I loved Beltran. Yep. I mean, when he got bought out and went to Houston and was hitting every ball off the wall, over the wall, or walk, I mean, I can't remember a time where somebody was more dominant than, other than, you know, Barry Bonds' 2002-2003. But Beltran was just unbelievable. Unfortunately for him, he's now dealing with all the Astro stuff. Right. So that's not helping him, unfortunately. But he was an unbelievable baseball player, and hopefully he gets in when the time is right. But, you know, they've almost got these, like, inner circle, you know, connectivity things that they're dropping now for first ballot guys and stuff like that. You know, Beltre should be in for sure. You know, some of this stuff is a little bit weird. I don't really get it, but I understand that you can only let so many guys in at a time.
Yeah, I think ultimately we'll have three against my better judgment. One of them will be Todd sure. Helton this year. We'll also see Joe Mauer. We didn't talk about. I mean, Mauer as a cat. Offensive, the numbers are not great, and it didn't work out well after he signed the last contract and they tried to move him to first base. It basically was done at that point. But quickly on Joe Mauer, it's sort of a contemporary of yours, no?
The guy could play, man.
Yeah.
He was a tough out no matter what. I stole a hit from him in Minnesota one time, and I'm still happy about that. But he was the hard part for him, he was so big he couldn't get the low strike. So catching probably wasn't really the best idea in the world, but he hit so well, and unfortunately for the Twins, that catching takes a toll on you, and he ended up not being as efficient or productive later in his career. But I thought Joe was an outstanding player, and he should definitely be somebody that's up for consideration.
Yeah, well, he's one of those guys. In the public ballots right now, if you're above 80%, you've got a good chance of getting in, and both he and Helton are a little bit above 82 or 83%. So I think there's a pretty good chance they'll get in. Beltre is at 99%. The guys in the next couple of years, Beltran right now polling at 66%. Andrew Jones at just under 70%. Sheffield's close, but he's not going to get it. So he's right now at 74.6%.
What about the Yankee effect for Andy Pettit, you know? So Andy Pettit has so many records in the playoffs and in the World Series that I feel like he is very, very, very deserving. But would he have that same, you know, reputation, if you will, if he played for, you know, Seattle every single year?
No.
Absolutely not, right?
And the voting reflects it.
Player.
The voting, this could be a steroid thing for Andy Pettit. Because Pettit right now in his sixth year on the ballot, under 16%. Support. So he's not going to get in. You don't go from 16% in year six to somehow getting 75%.
But this is the buffet analogy, Adam, because now we're using HGH, and which he admitted to and was contrite about. And, you know, I'm not saying one way or another. Again, you know, and my debut was off of Andy Pettit. He's my first hit in the big league. So, you know, watching him performing against him, he was a perfectionist. He was tough. And what he did in the playoffs was great. But, you know, it's just kind of my viewpoint of what the Yankees do when you wear that uniform, how it reflects. You know, I think that a similar player outside of Yankee Stadium probably isn't where he is right now. But because he won so much, I think he's very much deserving of an opportunity.
By the way, James Shields is getting zero. Is it 0%?
Yeah, that hurts. I love the game, James. No, I love Shields. I met him my first day of extended spring training, instructional league in 2002. He was consistent. He's the same guy every single day since that day I met him until today.
Zero. Votes.
No votes for
James Shields.
Somebody needs to give him Big Game James some love. You know,
all right. Well, if I had a vote, I would do it. All right. Final thing. Is Chase Utley a Hall of Famer?
Eventually. Yeah. But, I mean, So it's going to take some time for him. But he's going to get in. Yeah,
I agree.
He winning the series in 08, and he had a great career.
Just for his career numbers against the Mets, he's going to go into the Hall of Fame. Elliot Johnson, I appreciate your time, my friend. I will talk to you very soon.
Pleasure as always, Adam.
You got it. Elliot Johnson here on the Adam Gold Show. I take the Baseball Hall of Fame personally.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.